Hi, everyone, and welcome. It's Eagles 360. I'm insider Dave Spadaro with you. A little treat for the Eagles on Halloween. The team making a deal, bringing aboard running back Jay Ajayi, a trade to get a franchise kind of running back, a true number one running back who was in the Pro Bowl 1 year ago, three games in 2016 of 200-plus yards. He comes right in to this running back mix and adds for the Eagles offense that all of a sudden, again, so many weapons surrounding quarterback Carson Wentz. Howie Roseman met the media earlier today, talked about the deal and what it means for the Eagles.
It came together fairly quickly yesterday, and I think that's a testament to the relationship we have with the Dolphins organization and kind of the trust that goes back and forth on both sides. And we saw the player. You know, we had the player here in Philadelphia on our field. And he's one of the guys that when we came back after those practices, we said, you know, that's our kind of guy. He's got the mentality that we're looking for. He brings the kind of presence, and he plays the kind of way that we want to play and that we want to represent our football team with and our fans with. So we had done work on him. That's one of the benefits to having these practices, these scrimmages. And, you know, so when it came, the opportunity came about, we had done our homework.
Ajayi will be on the practice field on Wednesday as the Eagles get ready for Denver. No word on whether he'll play against the Broncos. Let's shift our focus to the defense as the Eagles put linebacker Jordan Hicks on the injured reserve list, officially ending his season. A terrific performance on Sunday against San Francisco. The defensive line once again starring, and we go to Chris Wilson, defensive line coach, our tape study.
It is third and five. Beathard takes the snap. He's back. He steps up. Too late. He's sacked. And this time it is Fletcher Cox.
Joining us this week for Eagles tape study is defensive line coach Chris Wilson. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
I want to talk about this defensive line and the way they performed last week against the 49ers. Let's start off with Fletcher Cox here. Just talk about the push that he's getting up the middle and the fact that you single block this guy, it's going to be difficult.
That's one of the reasons he's one of the top players in this league. What we did is just a third and six for us. And what we wanted to do is make sure we got a one-on-one with four guys, which we did. Again, isolating Fletcher over the center, which is the most direct path to the quarterback. He does a great job of getting off, and then he's violent with his hands. A nice club rip-off, and then finishing and getting off the block.
Nice job from the guys up front. I see Nigel here does a good job of drawing this guard's block. And I know Malcolm has the back man-to-man, yes. So really every blocker is accounted for with the rush.
Which is what you want. You get a third and six, and I always tell the defensive ends as well as D-tackles, your job is to get to the spot before the wide receiver gets to the spot.
Thanks very much, guys. A lot more to get to on Eagles 360 when we return. Glenn Mack now joins me, some reaction to the big news on Tuesday. The Eagles have a number one running back in town. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's, introducing McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders, irresistibly delicious and made with 100% white meat chicken. Try a four-piece at the introductory price of $3.
This isn't a city that waits for good things to happen. We make them happen. We're doing it right now. You can feel the renewed energy in Philadelphia, energy that's strong, resilient. And every day, the men and women of PGW are out there, making it better. Building the future is hard work, but we're up to the task. We work for Philadelphia. Visit pgworks.com.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, every week we get Glenn McNeil's takeaways on the previous week's game, but why would we do that now? The Eagles, of course, beating San Francisco 33-10. Glenn joins me, and we're here to talk about Jay Ajayi, the newest Eagles running back. So I'd like some takeaways, perspective, analysis, if you will, from you.
You bet. I mean, first off, let's just discuss. What an amazing deal. What a surprise. I don't know that anybody knew he was on the market. You get a 24-year-old kid who ran for 1,270 yards last year, fourth in the league, who's still on his rookie contract through next year, making $700,000, It's a brilliant move. It's a great move.
For the cost of a fourth rounder.
For the cost of a fourth rounder. All right. So my takeaway number one is really the question of why would Miami do this? The answer is they're frustrated. They got the worst offense in the league. The coach has never really gotten along with Jay Ajayi, benched him last year, called him out after the last loss, said our running backs have to start hitting the hole. Clearly he was talking about him. Stories out of Miami as Ajayi was arguing with the assistant coaches in practice. I think Adam Gase wanted to send a message. I'm not sure the message of sending away one of your best offensive players is going to help them in the long run. But their frustration becomes the Eagles' benefit.
Yeah, and now he does have a medical condition, the knee coming out of the draft a couple of years ago, little bone on bone. So we'll see how that plays out in Philadelphia. The hope, of course, is that the winning culture here in Philadelphia changes everything, as it often does for players.
Yeah, you're coming into a situation. Right. You're going to know that you're going to be splitting time, and so that's it. So let's move to number two. How are they going to use him? And specifically, Dave, can he block? We agree one of their weaknesses this year has been pass blocking out of the running backs. All I can give you is the reviews. I haven't studied Jay Ajayi enough to really tell you, but the reviews are he's better than average. He's not an elite blocker, but he's better than average. If you believe Pro Football Focus stats, and I'm kind of skeptical on that, he ranked 19th in the league among pass blocking for running backs. Again, pretty good. My hunch, and I see how you feel, is he's probably going to split carries with Blunt. 10 to 15 a game, he can catch a pass out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Useful guy.
I just like the fact that you did this for pass blocking. Like it's electronic, the electric football game. Do you notice you did that?
I didn't even notice that.
I think he's going to carry the ball more than 10 to 15 times a game.
Do you really?
Yeah, I think he's going to be the main running back here. There's too much talent. And we'll see how it works out. But you want to keep him fresh, sure. You also want to get him into a rhythm in the offense. I think Jay Ajayi comes in here as the number one running back.
Wow. Well, that's exciting.
So we'll see how – who knows if it's going to happen. Right. But we'll see if it's – if how that plays out in the locker room and, you know, the moods. Everybody wants a football. But they are acquiring a Pro Bowl talent. You give a Pro Bowl talent the football.
All right. Well, let's talk about the future because LeGarrette Blount is on a one-year deal. Jay Ajayi, as I said, is very inexpensive through next year. I'll take your word on that for this year. We'll see how that plays out. But I believe really what you got as much as anything, and I don't want to look past this great season, is you got a guy who's your running back for the future. As I said, 24 years old. You mentioned the injury history. See how that plays out. But this is a guy who really can help you down the road. A lead running back, again, you're not going to get this for a fourth-round pick in the draft. You just did.
That's right. I mean, the idea here is that, look, the Eagles now don't have a second-round pick, a third-round pick. They've got two fourth-round picks next year. And if it works out with Jay, then you don't have to go into the draft with the running back need. It would have been very prevalent had the Eagles not made this deal. So they acquire a young player, a player who's not yet in his prime. He comes to a winning culture, and Glenn, our takeaway is that two thumbs up, right?
Three, four.
You ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
You feeling good about it?
I feel great about
it.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff.
It's a nice way to wake up on a day.
So we'll see how that plays out, how much he plays this week against the Denver Broncos, all that. So exciting. 7-1, the Eagles not standing pat. And we love that. Glenn McNeil's takeaways on the big deal of the day on this Tuesday. More to come here on Eagles 360, including Todd Harriman's a Santander Legend of the Week. It just seems so wrong to say that. Harriman's a fine player here for 10 years. Has he been gone that long? What's he been doing? We'll find out when we return to Eagles 360. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
What can you do with two bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches for $5 from Dunkin'? Settle a debt. Make a friend? Save the day. Or keep them both for this handsome devil. With two bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches for $5, the future is in your hands. America runs on Dunkin'.
Don't overpay for your diamonds. For more than 30 years, Golden Nugget Jewelers has been cutting and polishing the most beautiful ethical diamonds in the world and selling them at factory direct prices. We are proud to be the only authorized dealer in Philadelphia for Tacori, Verragio, and Michael M.
And a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Check out our 5-star reviews online. Then visit us on Jewelers Row and see why we sell more loose diamonds than any other retailer in the tri-state area. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 Triple Play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
A hero to me is somebody that acts without hesitation.
Helps someone in need, helps a community in need.
Do what is right, whether somebody's watching or not.
Somebody selflessly doing something for others.
That's what a real life hero is.
Somebody that lives their life
trying to help somebody.
Ordinary people.
Willing to answer the cry.
Anybody who can show signs of courage. Really anybody.
Dunkin' has lots of fall favorites to root for. Maple pecan, pumpkin, maple sugar bacon. But on game day, we root for one team. One team, baby. Win the fall, folks.
It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro along with Glenn Mack now. Time now for our Santander Legend of the Week, which is just so bizarre that we're calling Todd Harriman, who just seems like he's still on the football field, a legend. 10 years with the Eagles, drafted out of in the 2005 draft, Saginaw Valley State. Todd, we welcome you and want to catch up. How are things?
Things are great. Things are very busy. Got a house full of kids now, and just keeps me busy throughout the day at the moment. But things are great.
Todd, the time that you've spent in Philadelphia, you know, you see what the Eagles are doing right now. What is it like when you are rolling? I mean, a run to the NFC Championship game in 2008, unusual circumstances. I know the season wasn't as smooth, but take us into the locker room when you played. When you go on a win streak, what does that do for your confidence?
Oh, man, it does everything. Everything good and everything bad for your confidence at the same time. You know, these are awesome to enjoy, these win streaks, but, you know, they have to come at the right time and, hopefully not peak too early. That's like one thing that you always get scared of when you're on a team or something is, you know, things get rolling and things are going great right now in Philly. I just hope that it can sustain, you know, and everybody can stay healthy and they just keep making plays because it's a lot of fun to watch right now.
Todd, you got to play with Jason Peters on the Eagles' offensive line. As you know, he went down injured for the season a couple weeks ago. If you would just speak to what he meant, both in terms of as a player, as a tackle, and in terms as a teammate on the line.
Oh, man. Jason's one of the greatest teammates. You know, he's got a great sense of humor and also a great work ethic. He's very naturally gifted, but he also works his butt off. And people see that. He's this, you know, huge presence that just commands attention from you and respect due to the fact that, you know, he is as big and talented, but also he worked so hard and he's been around and he knows the game. It was really tough to watch that happen, a couple weeks ago, because I know what that meant to him and how hard it's going to be for the team to actually, you know, try to fill the hole that he left.
Todd, one of the things that this offensive line really preaches is the offensive line players really trying to be as versatile as possible. I know that was one of your hallmarks in your career. What does it take to be able to play from a mental and physical standpoint so many positions along the offensive line?
Well, I think mentally it's just the willingness to do it, to try. If you make it to the level, at this level of being in football, you're elite. You know, you're the top in the country. And to think, I think it's just a hurdle mentally to get over the fact to allow yourself to try it. You're athletic enough to where it's just footwork and repetition at this point. I think that more and more people, if they were open to it, and just got over the mental block of thinking they could only play one position, you know, I think that would bode well for offensive lines across the league.
Todd, Peter's injury puts Halepulavati Vaitai into the lineup. We've always talked about stability in offensive line continuity. What challenge does it present when you have to switch during the season, and specifically what challenge does it put on a guard who plays next to him?
In the middle of the season, we've done it both ways before. It's where you one guy went down and you've switched around four different positions to get the best five lineup that you thought you would have out there. We've also done it as to where you know, just plug one guy in where the guy went missing because, you know, we don't want to unsettle things. And I think that that's what they're doing right now because, first of all, Lane's playing at such a high level on the right side. You know, he's looking like an all-pro. It's tough to go and take him out of his groove that he's in right now. Also, you know, you want to throw some guys in the fire, especially since the season's going so well right now. You have a little bit of a cushion. I'm not saying to let up or anything, but to experiment a little bit and really not lose your season because of it.
Todd, you are now living in the area. You're experiencing this Eagles season from a bit of a distance. What is it like for you to be around these Eagles fans who you got to know very well when you played here, who are enjoying this 7-1 ride so far?
Man, I love it. It's so much fun. First of all, football season in Philly, there's nothing like it. There's just an energy in the air, whether things are going good or whether things are going bad. But when things are going good, like right now, and they're 7-1, it's just so much fun to be in here. Everybody's excited. Everybody's talking about it. You know, it's a good time to be in Philadelphia right now, not just because of the Eagles, but just sports in general. It's very exciting. You know, it's a young situation where there's a lot of youth in the programs, and it'll be great to see people build around them because they're having success early.
You had a good long career. Do you miss it?
You know, I'll always miss being in the locker room and joking around with the guys and stuff. I'll miss coming out of the tunnel and the link. You know, there's nothing like having the lights on and just having the crowd go nuts. You know, those are the things that I miss. I don't miss the daily grind, that's for sure.
Well, hey, Todd, I think you've got a future in coaching. I had the chance to emcee a flag football game, NRG's charity game, on Monday at the NovaCare Complex, and Todd built a team that lacked a reasonable amount of talent and really had them playing competitive football.
Got the most out of them.
Yeah, they were impressive. You looked good on the sidelines.
Oh, man, I don't know if I had the patience to be a coach. You know, I got to give all my credit to the players. They just basically took control of it out there.
Hey, Todd, great stuff. Great to hear from you. Glad to see you back here. Hope to see more of you in and around the Philadelphia Eagles in 2017 and years to come.
All right, guys. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Todd Herriman is our Santander Legend of the Week. Good to hear from him. Versatile player.
Oh, good stuff.
Would fit in great with his Eagles team.
Absolutely.
So what's ahead for you? PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app. It's our on-the-menu feature presented by Amoroso's. We've got Nigel Bradham all mic'd up from Sunday's win against the San Francisco 49ers. Mike Quick joins me in studio. His first look at, of course, running back Jay Ajayi, who is expected to make not only an immediate but a long-term impact with this offense. And also Mike and Ike. I agree, it's Mike Quick. A progress report on cornerback Jalen Mills, who has stepped up in a big, big way in 2017. That is our Amoroso's on the menu look at what's ahead. So, Glenn, the dynamic of this backfield has changed just like that. The NBA has nothing on the NFL in terms of a trade deadline frenzy.
The NFL trade deadline was always boring. And you know why I think it's good this year, Dave? I think there are a lot of teams. There's no super team this year.
Yeah.
There's no, the Patriots are clearly going to win it. The Eagles are among 6-8, maybe more teams that have a real chance. So I think those teams, like Seattle, makes a move for an offensive tackle. Those teams are trying to position themselves. Eagles did it well.
Did you expect the Eagles to be active on this day?
I thought they might make a trade. I did not foresee it would be running back.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they'll try to pick up a left tackle. Yeah. Maybe they'll try to help. They lost Chris Maragos, try to get a special teamer. Running back. Surprise and good surprise.
Yeah, you're very happy. We're all very happy here at One NovaCare Way. Eagles getting ready for the Denver Broncos. Big one as Eagles then head into the bye week, hopefully with an 8-1 record. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360. For Glenn, I'm Dave. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.